Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the last hour on the last day of our Text to Win Summer giveaway. Don't miss out. Go get that Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from and text the word WIN. W-I-N. That is, you are going to win, I hope.
It's W-I-N. A simple word, right? Right? Easy to spell,
three
easy
letters.
To do.
This is a two-minute operation, and you could get $100, Brewers tickets, and potentially win one of our summer getaways to Wisconsin Dells or Door County, including gas money. You don't even have to foot the bill for that. You just go and enjoy and have some fun. Got Jim Santel riding along shotgun with me here for this first hour. Always happy to have him. Jim, we've had some very, very, very interesting legal decisions. Over the last 24 hours, we had Judge Breyer in California conclude that the Trump deployment of National Guard and by extension Marines to California was illegal, unconstitutional, and that everything was basically a pretext, right? That there's no rebellion. He looked up the definition of the word rebellion.
Multiple
in the
definitions,
damn,
right?
Damn dictionaries,
he goes everywhere, right?
Right? And said, this ain't that. People protesting their government in this way is not a rebellion. You don't get to send in the National Guard when the governor hasn't requested it. Period. Then late last night, just before midnight our time, the Ninth Circuit put a hold on his order that basically was going to require Trump to pull back the National Guard. Now all of this getting filtered up to the Supreme Court, again on its shadow docket. What do you make of all this? I thought the language from the decision from Judge Breyer was pretty outstanding.
It's spectacular. It's 36 pages. That sounds daunting. But again, as you and I often do, let's assign this as reading for all the listeners, right? Pick it up over
Americans
the weekend.
Of goodwill.
All Americans,
yes.
Right?
Well,
and take
we'll
a look
a
at
link.
It.
We'll put a link in the
there
show
you go.
Notes. If you want to read Judge Breyer's decision, we'll put it in the show notes.
Right. It is there. It is accessible. And again, he's got these wonderful headings along the way. He talks about the Administrative Procedures Act and problems with that. And he didn't do it according to the way you should normally do it. Notice all those kinds of things. But as you said, Maggie, the best part of this entire opinion is this finding that this is not a rebellion, and talks about all these different definitions. And oh, by the way, he says, just because you may have a few bad apples out there, and that's my word, not his, but a few people who may throw some sticks and stones, that sort of thing. It does not convert protests, where for good or for bad, that sometimes is a part of what happens. We don't want anybody injured. We don't want anybody killed. He says that will sometimes happen. It does not mean that you have changed a legitimate protest under the First Amendment into a rebellion. Which is trying to overthrow the government. And it's so well done. It is so compellingly written. It is really, really good. And he takes it all apart and says from start to finish, Department of Justice and President Trump, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. Hopefully what the Ninth Circuit has done, yes, put this on this sort of administrative suspension here for a while, is just to take a look at it. And
it's
hopefully we'll reaffirm this.
Yes.
And
which
then it does,
then
as
go
you
up
said.
To Scoda.
Yep, exactly.
What I think is important for everybody to understand, especially if you're a Trump supporter, is this. If Donald Trump's construction of 10 USC Section 12406, this is this like provision obscura that he proceeded under, coming short of actually invoking the Insurrection Act. And by the way, if you have no rebellion, you have no insurrection, because insurrection is sort of greater than rebellion. Anywho, I've digressed. Okay. By Donald Trump's construction of an understanding of rebellion, especially if you're a MAGA, it's this. The only thing that is required for a president to basically send the military to stare you down in the streets and to deprive, by extension, you of your First Amendment rights is the fact that you're saying something in opposition to a sitting president, and there's a group of you doing that together, generically known as a protest, and one, two, three, just a small handful of people do illegal activities. So I just, like, if this was, I don't know, Barack Obama, right?
Right.
And there were a bunch of people, I don't know, in a standoff with the Bureau of Land Management out west somewhere. Mm-hmm. Remember when this happened, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if this was any Democrat and we were talking about the conservatives, this wouldn't even be a thing.
Absolutely.
And I also wanted to get your reaction, Jim, to, of course, Senator Padilla. Mm. And what in the hell was that? And then Kristi Noem going on the air and lying about it? He didn't identify himself. It's like, did you not watch the tape before you went on national news and lied your butt off?
Let's talk, Maggie, about what a member of the cabinet should have done. She plainly knows who he is. Undeniably, she knows he's a United States senator. She sees him. Yes, he's there. He is asking questions, admittedly, in a confrontational way. That's what these things are all about. You've got to be a public servant, able to respond. And rather than say, no, what's going on there? Do not get your hands on him. That's what any appropriate member of our executive branch, frankly, any government official should be doing. And instead, she does nothing. She continues to talk, lets him be taken out.
Oh, and the words that she said, these socialist governor and mayor, and the, I forget, like oppression.
Yes.
And it's like, what? No. The oppression is sending the military to stare down American citizens exercising their First Amendment right to protest nearly entirely peacefully, except for a handful of bad apples who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, because that is not what we do here in the United States.
Right.
We're going to take a breath, Jim and I, and you. We're going to come back. I'm going to drop the word to win for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway, and we're going to be joined by Senator LaTanya Johnson giving you an update on where the state's biennial budget process stands. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.